It's time for Odd Talk.
And yes, I hope I'm unmuted maybe now. Okay, I hope I'm unmuted. Anyway, welcome everybody to Odd Talk with Jim. Very excited about this episode, as well as I am on all the other episodes I do. But tonight I will be having guests from another podcast that I've been listening to recently, The Skeptic Sanctum, a.k.a. Lantern Paranormal, and whatnot. We'll talk to them. We'll find out everything they do. They were just at Hillview Manor this past Saturday, where you all know I volunteer at. And great group of people. Great group that night altogether. Can't remember the name that they were with, Allegheny. They'll be able to help me out on that. I don't do my research on the show. Just
yeah, we're here. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there.
Yeah.
Good. How's sound now?
Yeah, we're still getting like every other word from you guys.
That's rough, man. That sucks. That does suck. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't know why.
I'm listening to myself talk and I'm clear, but you,
yeah.
Maybe it's your phone or something, maybe?
We don't use a phone. You are hardwired into my laptop, directly connected to the site. I mean, there is no Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
there's no secondary sources here.
Yeah, I was catching myself on the air, and I'm pretty clear, but you guys are garbled on the computer and on the phone.
That's rough, man. If it gets too unbearable for you, please let me know.
All right.
We will try to keep it going as long as the jitteriness.
Yeah, just push buttons. That'll work.
That's what we do here.
Button mash.
We are. This is Odd Talk, buddy. We do whatever the hell we want. You said you were listening to my last podcast on it 7, and it was fine, right?
No. The earlier podcast was perfect, crystal clear.
Yeah. See, so that tells me it's not anything to do with anything except for the website. So
yeah.
Whatever is what it is. But anyway, hopefully it doesn't get too crazy for you. But like I said earlier, we met you first last year at HillCon. Didn't get to really talk much then. And then we met last month in Warren at that convention every week on their show. So I'm glad to finally have you on my show. And
I walk into the apartment,
really
it's like, oh,
you just kind of bend her arm a bit until you get on.
Oh, how else am I supposed to get on?
You know, this is the way we roll, Jim. That's the way we roll here.
I ain't too proud to beg. But anyway, can you tell? I never really got your background or what got you into the paranormal, let alone podcasting. So can you kind of give me a rundown of you and your group and what you guys do or everything?
Sure.
I mean, what got you into the paranormal in the first place, actually?
Well, as far as the paranormal goes, you know, Becky's been sort of an empath her entire life. So she's always experienced the paranormal. You know, I know I shared my first ghost story on our show a couple times. And, you know, so I saw a full body apparition, you know, in my room. It scared the crap out of me. I screamed like a woman, and we never saw the ghost again.
Wait, literally or figuratively?
Really. Absolutely. You know, I screamed like a woman. No, I can't scream like that now. I don't know. But I was pretty young then, so.
Yeah.
I was an egg at the time, and I can completely attest to this.
Yeah, way to go, Raven.
There you go.
So, I mean, the paranormal's always been around us as a, you know, the family. You know, her family had a lot of issues and ghost stories and stuff. So, you know, Becky was always into it. So then they had the ghost shows on television come out going, oh, that looks like a lot of fun.
And that's when we were in Europe.
And that's when we were living in Europe at the time. We came back to the States after living in Europe. And we got hooked up with a team and they had some open investigation, not an open investigation, but hey, you know, if anybody's interested, we're going to go visit the Bell Nursing Home. So Becky and Phoenix went to that and had a great time. And I didn't go. I think I was getting ready to have surgery and stuff and, you know, didn't decide to go in.
And I stayed home because I was a loser.
Yeah, and you still are.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I get it from you.
That's okay. That's okay. We got to bond together. We're all losers here.
Yeah. But anyway, the investigation went well, and I told Becky, says, hey, why don't you just start your own team because you've got just as much paranormal experience as anybody. So we started a Facebook page, and we started doing our own investigations. And then on top of that, we got I was a guest on another person's radio show, and the owner of that network at the time said, hey, you should have your own show. So I says, well, it sounds all fun and dandy, but we have to find a shtick first.
And that's when he came to me, and he went, Raven, what's your dream in life? And I was like, oh, to ascend this mortal plane and become astral. And he was like, no, other than that. And I was like, oh, to do voice acting. And he's like, other than that. And I was like, oh, to become a dentist. And he was like, other than that. And I was like, oh, write comedy.
Hey, bingo. So I gave Raven free rein, and we decided to go with sort of a comedic show of the paranormal. Because all the other paranormal shows at the time were, okay, you went to this location. What equipment do you like to use?
A case you needed.
Yeah, what is your most scariest experience?
I saw an orb once on my camera.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. And all the shows seem to be pretty much the same. So
yes.
We wanted to add in some flair, some pizzazz. You know, we make fun of ourselves. We make fun of other ghost hunters. And we're trying to bring levity to the field.
How dare you? Well, that's kind of, yes. I mean, and I don't know when, and like I said, I really didn't know much of your happenings up until this past year. So when in 2013, when me and Rochelle started our show, we had the exact same.
You know, that adds so much to it. And, you know, when we started doing a show and doing interviews, you know, at Hillcon, it really showed how, you know, there wasn't an outlet for a lot of these groups to tell their stories.
Yeah.
You know, because the radio shows were always looking for the high-profile groups and the high-profile hunters. Well, we wanted to give a voice to everybody.
Yeah.
Except for Tom.
Except for me, yeah.
Exactly.
So
that's what I'm trying to do tonight.
Yeah.
You're up front, Tom.
So then we just morphed from there. And some of our earlier shows, you know, we made up. We had fake commercials. You know,
Horizons of Vancouver.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. The Post Center of Night Terrors. That was one of my favorites.
Yes, and then we also had call-ins that would take the classical stereotypes of investigators and mesh them into a offensive stereotype. We had Conspiracy Charlie that saw the Illuminati at every turn. We had Childish Corba, who is, you know, just, you know, a kid really into the paranormal. But he's actually an adult. He is 21, not 13.
I think he's 13.
I think he's 21. And we had True Believer Tina and Disbeliever Dan.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would call
like
in.
Like Attilleration.
Yeah, because I like Attilleration. I live for that.
Yes.
Well,
then the latest one, you know, you had
Sammy,
God, that guy, the mafia guy.
He delivers newspapers.
Yeah, newspapers, my ass.
We can't say ass on the air, Tom.
Oh, crap. Sorry,
oh, this is the wrong show. You can say whatever the hell you fucking want on this show. This is my show now, guys. You can...
So that's how we got to where we are now.
When did you start that show? Like your first podcast?
Just over a year ago.
March 12th of 2014.
Wow.
I mean 15. Yeah, 15.
Oh my
and
God.
We left the old network, and now we're on our own network.
And we have a new show this week too.
Yeah, and we actually have a new show on our network.
Please,
starting Wednesday.
Let's promote that a little bit because, you know, I'm on board with that one.
Yeah, they're going to be shoddy. She doesn't call herself a psychic, but she's clairvoyant. She does tarot cards and readings, and she's out of Northern California. And she was doing a lot of stuff on Periscope. And, you know, we use Periscope when we do our investigations sometimes. And, you know, I was scanning Periscope, you know, for paranormal teams and psychics and stuff. And she just has such a great voice, a great personality. Followed her for a while and says, you know what, I think, you know, offered a chance to come onto the network.
We actually had her as a guest on the show, and we found her to be very intelligent.
Yes.
And she did a reading on Tom, point on, basically called him a jerk. And and we were like, yeah.
That doesn't take much to figure out.
Come on, guys.
And,
hey, you're calling me a beggar trying to get on the radio, so I got to stop a little bit.
That's fine.
And, yeah, so, you know, when my dad brought up the idea about giving her a show, I was all for it. And the only thing that makes Tom cringe a little bit is, you know, my dad here, he's like diehard conservative, American flag tattooed on his left butt cheek, and Shoddy's a little bit more liberal.
That's okay.
I think it'll be great.
I don't hold that against people.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Never.
So, I mean, it'll be fun because, I mean, I know he'll be in chat. Go USA!
No, it'll be fine.
USA!
So,
USA!
Woohoo! So we'll be giving her support on Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So come fill some tea.
Pick the time slots.
Well, because we're pretty wide open because we only have two time slots that are used right now on our show.
Mm-hmm.
So she had her pick of any time slot except 10 o'clock Thursday nights.
Then there would have been a fight.
Yeah.
I would imagine. But so where is she out of again?
Pardon me?
Where is she out
Northern
of again?
California.
Oh, Northern California.
Okay.
So it's like based on her demographics and everything, because she does a lot of her Periscope shows where she has – I'm going to say, you know, 10 to 20 listeners, you know,
mm-hmm.
getting their one card readings for free, horoscopes and stuff. And I don't know how many unique listeners, but a lot of people come in and out of her show. So she does already have a following, which I'm sure she's going to bring that to the network.
Usually when it's announced that she's going to be guesting on our show, we tend to have a very large boost to our listeners. I think the time that she was our just set guest and not just calling in, I think we had an onwards of almost 25 listeners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know,
yeah,
that was steadfast. I mean, we'll reach 20 people coming or going, and usually 10 people stay. And it was 25 just set for a whole hour.
See, that's nice. I like that. And I came on like I was.
Yeah,
I'm always going to support
we're
everything.
Looking forward to it, and
I'm happy I'm off that night.
Yeah, so we will be. I think on the first show we're going to be joining her on the air just for a little bit, just do some introductions, and you know, so they know who we are and what we're about.
Sweet.
But you know,
there's
one thing I want to warn all the guests when they come onto the show that hey, you got to remember we're a comedy show, so you know. Be prepared.
I'll be sitting there begging. I'll be begging and typing and crying to get on, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they got to come in with a little thick skin. You know, we're going to poke fun at people a little bit, but that's what we do.
I don't do that.
No, no, no.
No,
so,
never.
I'm the nicest
person I've ever. You referenced already about Bell Nursing Home, which I have been to, and I enjoyed that place. What are some of your favorite places that you have actually been to that you would say, if somebody's never been to, go?
You know, we've been to Bell a couple times.
If I say Hillview is my favorite, do I get a discount?
We'll, or something off the air. We'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, you know, based on our investigation from last weekend, Hillview was one of our favorite locations right now because that was,
yeah.
You know, so a lot of evidence.
And I first EVP that was in very clear. I mean, I know there are a lot of investigators that go, you know, 10 years investigating and never get a clear EVP. We got two of them. And Tom thinks he got a third one. He thinks it's barking, but I think it's him just scratching his beard.
Oh, it's something there. But up in Angelo, in the shower room where Angelo supposedly hung himself, I had asked the question straight out, you know, is this where you died? And from across the room, Phoenix said, yes, but on top of her voice was another voice that I heard with my own ears, yes. And it was definitely a male voice, and it wasn't any of us that was in the room.
So that's what takes it from an EVP to a disembodied voice.
Right.
Okay.
And then
that's
the other one.
It's not even rare there. It's just a rarity anywhere. It's like to hear it with your own ears and then pick it up on your recorder is just a double whammy.
I'm
you know?
From a listener saying that there is a technical difficulty.
We know.
Okay.
He knows he's having problems.
Showed it to me instead of interrupting us. Gosh, Mom. I have to interrupt. I have to do at least once, don't I, Jim?
Sure. Okay, that's fine.
and then the other EVP was Raven and Danielle were walking down the hallway, and I was coming from the other direction, and I scared the crap out of them. So we're there chatting in the hallway for a little bit.
Well, you hadn't said anything yet. And you guys, like, I thought you had said something because it sounded like your voice coming through in the recorder, because we use those Zoom recorders, so we get live audio feed while we're recording. And then Tom gets this weird look on his face, and he's like, did you hear that?
I heard a growl.
So it was disembodied growl, but it came through as just like a ooh on the recorder.
It was on the second floor?
Near the men's cafeteria.
Men's cafeteria, right.
Like right above the lobby.
Okay, yeah. I've actually caught a growl in the new cafeteria. Walking through from the cafeteria into the kitchen.
Right.
In my ear. It was like a
yeah.
Right in my ear.
That's what it sounded like to me in the hallway, but once we played it back on the recorder, it was more like a ghost, like, mocking us, going, ooh.
Yeah, so I heard it. I heard it.
Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, it was just weird. We're all standing there looking at each other when it happened, and, you know, it wasn't me. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it sounded kind of like somebody was mocking them. Just like, ooh.
Yeah,
like,
ooh.
It was pretty funny.
Ooh. If only it sounded like George Takei, that would have been amazing.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
What about Tom's voice? It's so boring.
Yeah,
grainy.
I don't know. Nasally.
Oh, my. All right. Anyway, I'm going to play my first commercial break real quick. We'll come back and talk more about how your night went at Hillview Manor. Roger Chambers says, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, all right. We'll be right back after this quick one-minute-long commercial break.
Odd Talk will return in just a moment. Thank you.
We'll be waiting.
All right, thanks. Let's see what I can do here, because the mic just flat out everybody's bitching about, and I don't know why. How did I do that last time?